Potts, who's been out and about in Barton today. He's been down to the Rope Walk to find out about a photographic exhibition. He's been to see the work and meet the man behind the pictures.
You might be able to hear the clinking of china cups. I'm in the cafe of the Rope Walk in Barton-upon-Humber, Bermondsey, and it's a privilege to be outside the art space, outside an exhibition, with the gentleman who is putting the artwork on. The artist is in residence. His name is Nigel Tooby. Nigel, good morning.
Good morning.
I feel almost not worthy that, you know, as a punter, you get to go around these kind of exhibits, but now I get to go around with the man who's created it. So this is a rare opportunity. Thank you for letting me have a look around. Tell me about you, tell me about your work.
Well, I'm a commercial photographer based in West Yorkshire, but I centre on sort of art photography. My photography is quite different, so it's certainly with the artwork that you're going to see, it's not the sort of thing that you would expect from a normal exhibition. So, you know, we're not talking about pretty pictures.
Okay.
Some of them can be quite shocking.
With that in mind, let's get into it, and we'll go past what is a parental advisory line actually here. It does say contains images which minors or those of a sensitive nature may find disturbing. Now, Nigel, tell me the name of this exhibition.
It's called Of Our Times, The Price of Money. And it's about business greed. It's about toxic business culture, and it's the sort of thing that we saw that led up to the 2008 crash, basically.
So this is a fascinating story, a fascinating line, no doubt one that's been repeated throughout the decades, throughout the generations. You go back to the yuppies of the 80s, for example.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, I think the 80s was a period, wasn't it, of get rich quick. You know, put in the effort, reap the rewards. Unfortunately, I think at times it became a scrum, didn't it? And an awful lot of people got hurt. And I think the subtext to all this exhibition here is that business doesn't have to be done that way. I think Russell Baker said, terrible things that are done with the excuse that progress requires them are not really progress at all, they're just terrible things. And I think in the context of this exhibition, you could say being really nasty to people with the excuse that business requires it isn't really business at all, just being really nasty to people.
People will use the line, well, that's business, yeah. That's business. And they use it to justify all sorts of acts which you wouldn't commit to your worst enemy.
No, absolutely. And it's driven by greed, and it's unnecessary. I think there are corporations that are very, very successful where ethical business is run. I mean, think of the Cadbury's and the Roundtrees and so on. You know, they took real care of their staff. And they
factory
got
towns.
Factory towns, yeah. They had hospitals in the last, you know, in the two centuries ago. And they had care homes. They looked after their staff. And as a result, they were hugely profitable. Mm. And more so in many ways than many of their contemporaries. They may have been taken over now in the modern world, but they're still going centuries after they were brought into existence.
Bear in mind what a corporation is and how it exists. Corporations only exist to make money. How do you square that with ethics?
There's money and there's ethical money, isn't there? It's about production. It's about productivity. You know, people are, in many businesses, particularly management-style service businesses, people are your best asset. They are your assets. Compare that to a machine in a factory. You know, factories take great care of their machines. They don't overload them. They want them to work 24/7 to produce. And yet, if you have a human machine, you flay it. And you know, sometimes I think with these corporations, they say, well, it's, you know, it's good to get the troops fighting amongst themselves a bit. You know, make some keen, get some ready for the outside world. Well, you show me an army that realistically fights itself, I'll show you an army that's not going to win a battle.
Let's get into some of your work then, and immediately I'm struck by this. It's a gentleman in a pinstripe suit, and in place of a tie is a chain and a padlock.
Yeah, that's called Corporate Culture 1 Dedication. So there's several corporate culture themes in here, but this one, you'll notice that throughout the exhibition, the images are in pairs, so you've got a photographic image here and another photographic image, but it looks like a sort of storyboard with a pencil drawing of the main photograph, and the writing here on the pencil writing on the storyboard image is the one that packs a punch, and this has been described as this narrative been described as brutal.
Would you mind reading that narrative to us in closing? Because time is getting the better of us, but this is hopefully a good statement about the kind of work people can see in this whole exhibition.
Yeah. Corporate culture one is dedication. So absolute commitment to the corporate machine is required at all times, in or out of work. There's no such thing as a private life, as folk who have been dismissed for private indiscretions can attest.
In closing, and it's lovely to have you here, Nigel, thank you for your time. What's your message in this? What message would you like to get out to people and to corporations?
Do business, do it ethically. There is no need to be vicious to people. There's no need to wreck people's health. We don't have to do that. I think the Richard Branson quote here, which starts the exhibition, is really important. Branson said, "We need a new way of doing business. Absolute greed has come close to bankrupting the world."
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Nigel. You can see more of this work. It's being exhibited here until the 1st of March. So you have all of February to come down and see this fascinating, thought-provoking photographic exhibition at the Rope Walk in Barton-upon-Humber. Burnsy, back to you.
Cheers, James. Thanks for that. That was James Pycos with Nigel Tooby. So there you go, at the Rope Walk, the Art Space Gallery in Barton, adding to the culture in the area. Coming up, adding to the culture, Alan Davis.